Two opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perry Wise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews, laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Cheers, Jack.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Oh my God, I can't believe we're together.
Oh, I know. It's since Christmas, but it's been months.
I know. It's only February and I'm like, yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, like so 2021, it's crazy. And it just like, it just shows how much time just goes so quickly, doesn't it? Yeah. And now it's like, well, we've just planned, I don't know if I'd planned this when we'd spoken last, but we've planned a family holiday to Queensland.
I think you had talked about it, yeah.
Yeah. It's only 7 weeks away.
Yeah, they'll be here before you.
So that's how I'm like, oh, my goodness, time is just going so quickly. So what's been happening?
Well, I don't even know.
What's been happening, Perry?
Oh, my God. The hot flush is out of control.
Really?
Like, I'm sitting here right now going, just breathe through this, Kelly. It's my body. Wow. It's like just in my torso is on fire.
And I can't believe it considering you're sitting there in a bikini.
And I look hot, right?
No, not really.
I am not in a bikini. I am not, just all the listeners, I am not in a bikini. I only wear a bikini under my wetsuit. So still bodyboarding and killing those waves.
Mm-hmm. How often?
Going back to probably about 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sore.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it is. That whole paddle. But I've been catching waves and catching party waves with Bridie and high-fiving over the wave. And
so good.
Yeah, it is good. It's good. It's good for the soul.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's so good for the soul.
Yeah.
You look really good anyway.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you do.
Cruising along.
You do. Your hair's all happening. Your skin looks beautiful. Like, you look fit. Thank you. So I think it's been a nice break for you.
Yeah, it has. It has. So time for Kelly to hit reality, get back out into the workforce soon. Just see what's out there. I've decided to be choosy. So
yeah, good.
What else has been happening? I've just been in my garden. I love my garden. Go for a 2-3 K walk every day with Izzy dog, and I just hang out on my own. Oh, do you know what though? So David has gone back to the office.
Yes. Oh, so it's quiet here.
And Izzy is not happy. She's struggling. Because he's been home every day for over a year.
Yes.
And I'm like dancing around the house. Got my Olivia Newton-John blaring, you know.
You're just looking it up, making the most of your last unemployed days.
Just enjoying summer, Jack.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
Hardly.
I know. But
it's not even hot.
But, you know, that's the joy of having a summer wetsuit because you can still get in the water.
Yeah.
I didn't go there during peak tourist season.
Crazy. How busy was it?
There was no room in the water.
It actually was the busiest that I've ever – living here like 10 years,
yeah,
it's the busiest I've ever experienced.
So in saying that, do you reckon – it's because so many people had been locked down.
Totally.
That they just thought, I don't care if we can't afford it. Let's just.
Well, and also.
Getting out of it. We've got to go to the coast.
All the lucky ones that usually go overseas or interstate.
They couldn't.
So they're coming here.
Yeah.
We're the beach. That's us. It was the same everywhere. Torquay was the same. Yeah, like crazy. Just so busy. So busy. So many people around. But it was fine. It was fun. Like, it was nice to go down the main street and see, like, all the tables and chairs. I know it's a big It's a very touchy subject.
Controversial.
Traders. But, like, all of those chairs on the street, I love that. It was such a great vibe.
I'm all for it. Mm. I understand it was a bit of a shock. I don't know how many people remember when that was a two-way street.
Yeah.
Like, we just roll with it. And then it went to one way and the parks were halved. 50% of the parks were removed.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have that car park out the back.
Yeah.
So we've just got to move with the times and make, do you know what? It looks like a strip, a shopping strip.
Mm.
It looks like a funky place to eat, hang out.
Totally. You know,
there's people out having a great time.
So, no, it was good. Yeah, no, I like that. I love that. It doesn't bother me, the business.
We should go and have a chat with some of the owners.
Yes.
Some of the shop owners, because I'm sure. So I've chatted to them just as randomly. Yeah, randomly as a customer. And it would be interesting to see what they think now as opposed to what the shock they were in when it happened overnight.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Well, it probably would be great to speak to Ross and Arenya, like our, you know, friends of the Very Wise Women podcast.
Yes, yes.
First, because they, like, they gave their time to us then.
Yeah.
And to see how they've gone over Christmas, if their trading has, like, through the roof.
Oh, yes. Oh.
You know, like,
yes.
It's so busy. Mm. Anyway, what have I done? I've been...
Tell me, I wanted to ask you, are you still in the water every...
Yeah, I also have been going... A friend has an olive grove in Lancefield, and so I've been visiting that, and we do this amazing walk through the nature park, and she lives on a beautiful property. It's an olive grove. It's gorgeous. Mm. And she has, like, a mountain at the back of her property, so you can actually, like, walk up this hill. It's not really a mountain. It's more of a hill. Anyway, you walk up the hill. It's a good walk, and then it overlooks the whole... like, you know, sort of Macedon Range as it is.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. So I went there in January.
Is your whole family?
Yes. Well, yes, kind of, just not the big kids. But we went there and it was lovely. We loved it. And then I just decided to go again. And I put what we did is when we were there, her and I, so this is one of my friends from, like, ever, right, so we get together and it's like, and I said, we need to do this more often, you know. And Cookie's like, you need to do that more often, you know, with her. And I'm like, okay. So I organized to go again. And then, so then on Friday or Thursday, I'm saying to him, okay, well, I'm going tomorrow tonight. He's like, well, what do you mean? What's happening? And I'm like, well, you said, you know, you need to hang out, like, more, like, do that more. And he goes, yeah, I didn't mean just you, I mean all of us to be.
Oh.
Or at that grove. So anyway, that was funny. But I left them and just drove 2 hours. It takes 2.5 hours to get there. And it was so awesome. You know, I love listening to podcasts. And so I usually would listen to podcasts or a book or something. But I actually just put my Spotify on. And do you know on Spotify you can get like your top, I think it's top 100 of 2020?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's the songs that you've listened to most. So it's pretty much all your favourites. And so I just played that and I was just, like, singing my head off the whole way there.
I love that.
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was so much therapy. It was great. And so then I got there, we went out, went to a winery, had a nice dinner and then did a massive walk the next day. But it's like, yeah, it's just a beautiful thing, like, to just be, like, it's a beautiful place to be. Yeah. So I'm loving that. But then also, so I didn't go swimming on Saturday because I was there, but I have been doing it every Saturday morning, but I went this morning.
And are you going under over now?
Well, kind of. A little bit more. I went with Cruz one day and he was like, oh, my goodness, Mum, what are you doing? Like, you're not even going under the water. I'm like, well, I do the once and that's it. He's like, oh. And he's like pretty much out swimming with sharks. So then he was explaining to me how to do it, like, that it's easy to do. And so now I have been doing that. And I've just been going out by myself a lot too, like, just whenever I get the opportunity, I'm like, I'll just go. But, yeah, I went down this morning and I was late because I was laying in bed and I was like, oh, I really couldn't be bothered.
So what time do you go?
This morning was 8:30, but I didn't get down there till like 1:45 and everyone is already out of the water.
Yeah.
And that as they were coming out of the water, I was like, oh, is it worth it? Because it was so cold and windy.
Oh, my God, I know.
And rough. And they're like, oh, do you want to go back in? They were going to, like, come back in with me. And I was like, and I said, what do you, and they're like, oh, it's really you know, there's a lot of like currents under the water.
It was chop. Yeah. I had a look. Yeah.
So I just thought, no, I can't be bothered.
No.
So I didn't.
No.
No.
That's when it's fun on the bodyboard.
Yeah. Well, it was even just like all over the place. Yeah. So I was like, no, this is not a beach day. So I did not go today. But yeah, I've been loving that. What else have I been doing? I've been exercising, doing running around the oval.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been running one lap, walking one lap 10 times. So that's like, 10 laps, five walk, five run, which is about 4Ks. So I do that every alternate day. And then the other alternate day I do weights. One day I weights, I do pushing exercises, the next I do pulling. So like biceps, triceps. But I have not been able to like shift any weight, as you can probably tell.
Sorry. I couldn't tell. Sorry.
It's one of those things, and like now I'll talk about it now, but like then that will be it, because I'm actually sick of talking about it. And now like my sister, my, you know, friends, my everyone, my kids, my husband, they're like, you're not even that bad. You just need to like calm down. But because I'm pretty much 20 kilos over what I usually am, then
okay, that hurts.
Yeah. I feel fine.
When did all this happen?
Well, this has just progressed.
From last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. So I think probably like 2019, the end of, I was like 72 and now I'm 80. So that's 8 kilos in like a year.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah, sort of a year and a bit.
I'm 80.
Yeah, but you're much taller than me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you're a lot taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the others, obviously, that, you know, progressed before that. So it's like progression.
Yeah, okay.
And it's kind of like, well, you could just be like, oh, whatever. But then, well, when do you not, like, question what's happening with your body? You know, like you've got to, like, question it. Otherwise, what am I just going to end up in 6 months' time will be 90 kilos. Mm. Like, you know, where does it end?
Yeah.
And so I actually went and had some blood tests and got referred to an endocrinologist because my adrenal glands and my cortisol glands were like glands or hormones, I don't even know, anyway, whatever it is. The adrenal and cortisol was kind of out of whack. And so I got referred to this guy and, oh, my God, I was in there and, so, I mean, I'm menopausal. So I'm actually not perimenopausal anymore. Yeah. So I'm fully menopausal. So, like, that's, you know, shown on the blood tests.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, why am I, like, you know, not, why am I not losing weight? Like, why am I, you know, what's happening with my body? And he's like, well, what do you eat? And I said, I tell him. And I've been eating, like, just, so I'm trying intermittent fasting, you know, doing all that, like, okay, and whatever. And then I eat pretty much like a sparrow and then I train like a greyhound and nothing's happening. But then he's like, oh, but, you know, it was COVID. Like, do you think that that's – and I was like, no.
No. Oh, you have – you never sit down. You like, can't.
No,
you
he's like –
you cannot.
What about your – well, he asked about the drinking. And I said, well, yeah, drinking's, you know, I do want to, like, cut down on my drinking, and I have been cutting down on my drinking.
Do you know, don't we all, Jack?
But I'm like, but you can't blame just that
on
this. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not standing for it. Anyway, I actually got to tears in this room because I was like, what the hell? You're a specialist and you've got no, you're just throwing out random shit to me that anyone can throw out.
Did you say that to him?
Pretty much, but not in those words.
Okay.
I was quite nice because, you know, there's a sign at the front that says, nice. Do not be, do not threaten the doctor.
Don't mess it up, buddy.
So I had to not threaten the doctor.
Jack.
But I really wanted to just grab the doctor by the scruff of the neck and hold him against the wall and say,
"Cause you're at your
I'm freaking end. Menopausal. Yeah. Can't you just say that? Like, he has told me that that's it, but can't you use that as an excuse for my weight?" But he's not, and maybe that's not an excuse for my weight. I don't know. But I feel as though, like, I'm at this stage of my life. Well, what the fuck else is it? Like, you know, yes, you're getting older, but I don't
what
know.
Your and, family? What about your mum, your sisters?
Well, you need to, like, look at your family history. He didn't say this because he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's just a freaking endocrinologist. but I'm actually a woman that's going through menopause, mm-hmm. that's reading and looking and learning and listening to everybody else. And so I think that, yes, you need to, like, look at your history. And so this happened to my mum as well. So my mum always, like, struggled with her weight forever, she always had that kind of, you know, she was never like, you would never say she was obese, but she was, you know, she did sort of struggle up and down, always at Weight Watchers, you know,
maybe chubby.
All of that. Yeah, obese all of that stuff. Word. But when she went through menopause, she actually did, so she was thin for a while there, and then she went through menopause, and then she put on more weight, and then it kind of has gone away now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that that's probably my progression, so that's it. But that's not to say that I'm giving up and not going to, like, you know, really try. So I'm just putting in steps. So that fitness plan is just really new for me. So I'm started that. I've got to, like, continue that. I have to continue my calming, which is going in the ocean, like, and just being in the ocean, like, not under a ring, but just being in there.
And I'm always happy to join you in the ocean any time of the day.
Just going to have a chat, you know, just in the ocean.
Because we have a thing, when you're in the water, whatever you talk about in the water doesn't come out.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah. Well,
some days when you go out there and it's really nice, you just float and it's just beautiful. You know, it is really, really beautiful. I mean, we're so bloody lucky to live here. So that's a really great thing.
Yeah.
But that's been a real sanity saver for me. Mm. So that's really good. So I just continue to do that. Continuing to eat, you know, properly. I'm really going more plant-based, like focused plant-based. Yeah. So not vegetarian, not vegan, but like just choosing more plant-based varieties. So Summer bought me this beautiful book for Christmas, which is a vegan, this young vegan chick that lives in Byron Bay, and she's written a book. She's got a Facebook page, and she has some beautiful recipes in there. And so I've just been, like, looking through that and, mm-hmm. you know, doing that. Yeah, and so that's it. Like, that's pretty much my Christmas and New Year. And I went back to work on the 11th, so I had a nice little break.
Yeah.
But it didn't kind of, like, I don't even know what we did then. Like, I think we really did nothing. Like, you know.
And you often do, because you get to the end of the year and you just put your brakes on and you walk around in a fog, because you've got to just do, you've got these things that you want to get done. You don't get any of them done because you sleep, you drink, you eat crazy amounts of food. You catch up with everyone you can possibly catch up with, and then you have to go back to work.
Well, that's it. We had a few Christmas things, did a bit around the house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we just sort of, laid low.
It was nice just to lay low, and because it was so busy, like, you're kind of not.
Oh, no. Maybe we'll track you, Jack, through the year.
Yeah, yeah.
See how you're going physically, mentally, because this is a big thing with people, perimenopausal and menopausal.
Yeah, so now I'm there. Yeah. I'm in it.
You're smack bang.
And I'm younger than you. I'm only 48. I'm 48, so I've already, I feel I'm actually really happy about that. Like, I'm happy that that's the case, that I'm, like, on that side of the fence, because it's kind of like, well, now I know.
I don't think that's fair.
I know where I am.
You can't even say that to me.
And I'm not.
She's smiling at me while she tells me that she's on the other side.
This experience. I can, guide you through. And, like, and this is the thing too, with the doctor says to me, he said, are you having hot flushes? And I'm like, well, actually, no, not really, not much anymore. Like, they kind of, I did have a bit, but I can sort of regulate why I'm getting hot flush, and usually it's stress, and usually it's because I'm, like, yelling at a kid, or a kid has annoyed me, one of my own kids, not just a random kid.
So be careful, get your children away from Jackie.
But that kind of flares up, flares me up, or if I'm getting stressed about, like, the house or anything. But so I feel like I've actually welcomed this sense of calm to myself deliberately to, like, not promote that from happening. So, yeah, occasionally I will, but not really. And so when he said that, he was like, oh, well, then it's probably not menopause, like, as in the, my think what I'm going there for is not. So anyway, in saying that, he has given me a whole bunch of other blood tests to go and get done.
Okay,
and all this other stuff to do done. To see what it is. So, yeah, I just was like, oh, okay.
But like we said, look at your family And if your mum went through this and your sisters are younger or older?
Younger.
Younger.
Yeah, so I'm what do they call it? The trailblazer.
Yeah. Blazing that trail sometime.
The trailblazer.
So my body has gone to shit like my mum's did. And my older sister, Cheryl, same. Totally same. She's 15 years older than me.
Mm.
And now she's, because she got a job just looking after elderly within their homes and cleaning their houses, oh my God, she lost 15 kilos.
Oh, active.
Yeah. So she's like asking me for some of my clothes. I'm like, that's a new phenomenon. My God. Yeah, just try and breathe through it, Jack. And it's fortunately we are all going to go through this horrible stage because there's no other word for it. There's nothing pretty about perimenopause or menopause.
Mm.
I want to see postmenopause and then I'm going to be like screaming.
I'll tell you when I get there.
Oh.
Hopefully it's in like 6 weeks before I go to Queensland.
Now tell me, do you have a body board yet?
God, no. Well, we do have one. There's one up in the room.
Yeah. Go get it down and come bodyboarding with me. I won't do scary stuff.
I'm only a fine weather bodyboarder. Isn't it amazing how quickly your body regulates to the
weather? Yeah, yeah.
I love that. That's what I love about it. So when I go in, it's kind of like a bit of a process for me in my head because it's still like not easy. And so I get in and I touch my foot onto the water the first instance and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing this for?
You've got to just walk
in. And then I keep walking
in. You've got to just walk in.
Yeah, I keep walking in. But as I'm walking in, I'm like, this is freaking freezing. And I just keep walking in and then I go under. Yeah. And then I dive under,
yeah.
And then I stand up, and then I just go like sort of do a bit of a breaststrokey thing, and then I'm like in it, and I'm like freezing, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is cold. But then all of a sudden, your body just gets used to it, and then it's like, oh, this is actually beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you get cold again.
Water is quite warm at the moment,
but it's nice. Mm. So yeah, that's not a good thing. And yes, we can definitely regulate me, but yeah, so that's pretty much what's happening with the peri stuff. And it's really for me, like my clothes and when I see photos. And so because we've just had Christmas and there's like so many photos,
yeah.
And you know those random photos when you actually don't even know, or like you're just like sitting
there
and
the like worst angle,
and then you see the photo and like
go, oh my God, do I look like that from that angle?
What the hell? I'm like, who is that? Yeah, I'm like, do I actually? And I'm like, oh, my God. The other night I was crying again. So it's been tears. I said, look at this photo. So quickly I said, look at this photo. And he was like, what do you mean? You look beautiful. And I'm like, a huge. He's like, well, that's what you look like. And then I started crying. And he's like, well, you're beautiful. What do you mean? Don't be upset. You're fine. Like, just relax. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You just have to accept it, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
You have to. Like, I've had to. I've always been around 72 kilo, which is, you know, which is thin for my height.
Mm.
So for me to put on 8 kilos, I'm small boned. My hips hurt like nothing else. And I put on something and just go, what? Like, I saw Christmas photos of me and I had my beautiful blue dress from Strumpet on. And I love it and I feel beautiful in it, but I was standing wrong and it looks like I'm pregnant with twins. And it's like, I'm like, oh, my God, that's just not even fair. But you know what else I've been? I've got mind fog. Some days I'll sit here and I'll think, what am I meant to be doing? Like, seriously, like, and it lasts for about maybe 2 minutes. Was I meant to go somewhere today?
Mm. Oh yeah, I've just got to like diary.
Oh,
everything.
And I do, and oh my God, it's just or I wake up in the middle of the night and I think, oh, do I have to go somewhere tomorrow? You know, I'm always worrying that I'm going to forget, and so then I worry because my mum had dementia, but I'm just not even going there because I still can do my day to day things, which is what. Where she came unstuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I can still cook an amazing meal and, you know, day-to-day stuff, I'm fine. But it's just that, I don't know, that fog of, did I do that? When am I meant to do that? Oh, my God, did I write that down? Oh,
I know, I've got to have notepads and pens everywhere I go.
It's just crazy.
Well, you know what, now this is, and I always have pretty much done this, but now it's even more so. So as soon as I see something or think of something, then I do it. So, for instance, today I just went and did the shopping and I was looking, like, through the supermarket and I had a list, but then, like, I was just sort of, you know, randomly looking as well. And then I saw, like, little zincs that you get, like, in the tube. So, like, when you have kids and you go to the beach, you can get the zincs in the different colours.
Yes, yes, I've seen them at the chemist.
And so they were there and I was like, oh, I should get them when we go to Queensland. And I was like, I'm just going to get them now. So I'll just get them now and I'll put them, I've got a Queensland box.
Okay.
And I'll actually start putting.
Have you written
like, we're not going for 7 weeks. Yeah, I don't know. I need to put it in a spot. I definitely need to put it in a spot. Because today I started printing out all the stuff because even though, you know, I love the environment, when I go on a holiday, I get very anxious. Like, we'll just, you know, the flight and this and that. Like, I just like to know everything's going to be okay.
Me, I'm running from one gate to another. Like, that's how I've always been.
Well, I would do that if I didn't have five kids following me.
Freaks my husband out to no end. And now,
well, he'd be like me, like an organised itinerary. Yeah. I'm like, everything's scheduled. And I'm going with my sisters, so there's five adults, five kids.
Oh.
We're all staying in one house.
Oh, fun.
It's got to be organised, otherwise it's going to be fucked. Mm. That's the bottom line, you know, like because we're going to get there and then it's going to be like, oh, what, you know, I wish we could have bought that, should have did this. And so anyway, I grabbed the zinc, got it, I'm going to get a box. I'm going to, because when I started printing off the stuff, I thought, sure, I did that already. Where did I put that folder?
I love that you've got brain fog.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll just make another one.
I love that. Do you know what? I went to the movies last week to see The Dry, and I have to say it was a rare time that it wasn't about me. I didn't have to think about anything. There was nothing to just watch a movie and just be involved in the movie. And eat nachos. We were in gold class. Eat nachos and guzzle my water. And I was fine. I was in normal Kelly space.
Mm.
And then I came out and I'm like,
what movie did we see?
I go park my car. I wonder where my car is.
Oh.
I have to remember when I walked down that street. No, all good. Parked in Market Square. Got it sorted.
Last week I was going to Stone and Grain, so that's moved to a little street now.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a park, like, out the front, which, I usually try to do that. And so then I went over to, like, the car park and I couldn't get a park there either. So then I drove back around and then I went and parked in the avenue in the street down the side of it. I went into the shop, did what I had to do, got what I had to get. Went out of the shop, went over to the car park. And then I get to the car park and I was like,
oh, Jack,
where's my car?
No.
And then I was like, oh, I actually parked over there. So then I had to walk back past the shop like a loser, like, oh, hey, didn't know where my car was, and just go into my car and go home.
I only knew how much better you're making me feel.
So don't worry. That's my life.
Because I haven't been sharing it with people.
Oh, God, that is me. That's my life.
I haven't been telling anyone how I've been. Can I tell you too where my other moment of clarity, clear, was when my son was taken to emergency a couple of weeks ago, clear. There was no fog. I knew exactly what was going on, where I had to be, what we had to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. When there's no room for error.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
Then you've got to be, yeah.
Your brain comes in to fix.
And that's why with the holiday I'm like, oh, I've just got to get everything planned. So then, because the thing is, like, I've got today, I had today this morning, I had some, you know, spare time. And so I had time to do that. I might not get another chance to do that for another 5 weeks. And then it's only 2 weeks till the holiday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, well, yeah. So that's why I kind of do that when I get an opportunity. So if I see the zinc, I get the zinc. So what are we going to do this year?
I'm thinking we need to line up some more interviews. I've got a few people in mind. I think we need to talk about more local businesses, but have it as a segment. So I've got it down here as business scope. I think that they need to have a point of difference that you've walked out going,
Love that.
Was amazing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Great.
What else have I written down? I have, so my favourite one is that we're 12 months on for Jackie and Kelly. Like, we have come, our journey has changed so many times over the last 12 months. So this pretty much came together. You came and chatted to me after I stopped working at the radio. And now I look back and that was like a godsend for me.
Mm.
Honestly, I'm just, you know, I'm not even going to pretend that it wasn't the best thing that happened to me to get out of there, because I've gone back to being who I am.
Yep.
Knowing that I can do anything I like.
Mm.
And I'm capable of doing anything I like.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing when you knock a woman down, because I've talked to many other women, you know, including you.
Yeah.
My sisters, my other friends, just saying you just need to get back up and remind yourself how amazing you are, because we all are.
Totally.
You know, that was for me 12 months ago. 12 months ago, you were still in your other job trying to wind it up so you could get into the world of HR, which is your love.
I know.
And here you are. You've got your dream job. You're loving it. You're having a great time.
Yeah.
Just
so
kicking goals.
I am.
Yeah, I have no doubt that you would.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, I think that our friendship has shifted. Both grown up a lot this year because we had to.
Mm.
Because both of us were faced with different and different. You have to sort of stop and think. You have to keep stopping and thinking.
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to talk about.
Awesome. Well, I reckon wrap it up and get on with it.
Yeah.
For the year.
Yeah.
We're back.
Hey, we're back, Perries. 2021. We're back, babies. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight. Ciao, Perries.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.